As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey, here we go. It's 8 past the hour, 12. I left my headphones in the car. These sound very different. They sound like I'm on smooth jazz. Hey, everybody. Spyro Gyro coming your way. What would be my jazz name? God, these are very different sounding. I mean, they're right out there. Should I just take the phone and walk out there? Should I call in?
Might be good.
As I walk out there? I think I can. Do you want to do the weather at the bottom of the hour, and then I can go grab them?
Not really.
No? Is that allowed in the union contract?
No, that's exactly right. It's not, but I think you need to do your job. That's what I think.
That's on me.
I think you're enjoying the headphones right now. Why even get the old one?
I prefer the others.
You don't want to be smooth Chad?
Do we have a smooth jazz station in town?
If we do, it must be a tiny one, because I don't know of one.
I don't think so.
Ever since 100.3 flipped back in 2005, 2006.
Is that what they were?
Yeah, it was smooth jazz before it flipped to K-Talk.
Yeah. And oh, then, 107, right? Isn't my talk on 107?
No. I wasn't talking.
Oh, you're talking a different one. Yes. Over there in the Hubbard Empire.
No, I was talking about
Even the Hubbard Empire.
The what's now the iHeart Empire. It was 100.3. It was the FM talker.
But we had a separate smooth jazz station from that one too before.
Yeah.
Our guy Dan Seaman ran that one. Was that before then iHeart jumped into it too? Did we have two smooth jazz stations in this town?
I'm talking about the iHeart, formerly Clear Channel station.
I know, but we had a smooth jazz station before the iHeart one.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. If we had two, it seems like we should have one now, right?
What do we have here? What was 102.9?
No, we had light.
That was light. Was that smooth jazz?
No,
rock?
Mm-mm.
Yacht rock kind of stuff?
Yeah, light, but not smooth jazz. See, we don't get inner ball. Like, you're right. That seems like it, but then the Brad Lanes of the world, get out of here.
I wasn't get a regular listener. I got to be honest. Yeah,
well, thanks a lot. You cost some people, Spyro Gyro and whatever else. That's all I've got right now.
I think the folks at the Wolf can thank me. They wouldn't be howling if we were still light over there.
Look at the staff over there. Are they in there yet? Or are they not in there?
No, they're back in there.
They're back in there
in their home studio now.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. We're all back in our home studios. Tim Walz really, 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 really wants to be the mix, doesn't he? He really wants to be in the presidential mix. He's in South Carolina. And are there two Tim Walzes now? Is there Minnesota Tim Walz and then there's on the road Tim Walz? Because here, when he's in town, he's more reserved.
Mm-hmm.
He seemingly, like We had a soundbite last week where he talked about if they reach a deal. By the way, they were going to reach a deal last week. It was a done deal. They still don't have a deal yet.
It's coming along.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay, let's see. He said this might be what he's most proud of. Okay. He wasn't most proud of when they had the trifecta. He's more proud of this because we're getting contributions.
Yeah, the trifecta is easy.
So, like, here he's, let's work together.
He's bridge builder Walls.
Yeah. Out on the road, he's crazy enthusiastic Coach Walls.
Coach
Walls.
Or as Fox News correspondent called him, Jazz Hands.
Jazz Hands Walls.
It's pretty good.
But you're with me, right? We rarely see that sort of over-the-top Tim Walls in this state.
When he jumped into the campaign with Harris, who is this guy?
Exactly. You know, they're weird. The fact that he's two different people's a little atypical, to say the least. So he's in South Carolina because does he think the election is this fall?
It's coming up.
I mean, it's coming up in 2028. But that's how races are now.
Yeah, it's around the around the corner.
It's just coming up.
South Carolina, California, got to hit them.
Yeah. So here's Tim Walls on the present occupant and a man who thinks he's the permanent occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Ave.
Maybe it's time for us to be a little meaner. Maybe it's time for us to be a little more fierce. We have to ferociously push back on this. And again, I'll speak to my teacher colleagues in here. The thing that bothers a teacher more than anything is to watch a bully, to watch this bully and to stop it. And when it's a child, you talk to them and you tell them why bullying's wrong. But when it's adult like Donald Trump, you bully the shit out of him back.
Think about that. I think we need to play that again. There's no chance Tim Walls, Minnesota's Tim Walls. You know, we've talked, who are the clones that we've talked about? We've talked Saddam Hussein.
Yep.
Melania.
Melania's got the double.
Is there anybody else that's got the double?
I think those are the big two, right?
Oh, no, we're going to get to one. Let's just go now. Trump suggested some bizarre Truth Social post, which apparently has been out there in some whack job conservative circles, where Biden, did he die or was he killed?
The word executed was used in 2020.
Joe Biden, the real Joe Biden, was executed in 2020, and then he was cloned, and that's who was the president for 4 years.
We got like the Dollar General clone.
Think about that.
The clone that after 2 years just...
Okay, which is the crazier? What's the crazier part of that story? That Joe Biden was executed, shot. We didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was cloned. We missed that. Or that the president of the United States of America, while he's in the middle of his job, which is kind of important, the most important job on the planet, is retweeting Joseph from Biloxi, Mississippi's weird, meth-related tweet that Joe Biden was killed and he's a clone. Yeah. And Donald sees that. He's got nothing else going. Nothing with Gaza. Nothing with Ukraine. Nothing with the big, beautiful bill. I know. I'll retweet that. Your guy.
I mean...
Think about that.
Sitting in the restroom. He's got a minute or two.
He's got nothing else.
Just takes
on his
one
mind.
Little tap to hit the repost.
Yeah. It's crazy. Just absolutely. That's not possible in any way for any other president. I know it can't be retweeted to suggest from the, well, he's one. So for the 45 others to say, you know, that's not really my predecessor. That's his clone right there. So now we have Saddam, Melania, Joe Biden, and now, I don't know, we've got two Tim Walls. Because this, again, is Tim Walls in South Carolina trying to appeal to the left of his base to say, I'm your guy.
Maybe it's time for us to be a little meaner. Maybe it's time for us to be a little more fierce. We have to ferociously push back on this. And again, I'll speak to my teacher colleagues in here. The thing that bothers a teacher more than anything is to watch a bully, to watch this bully and to stop it. And when it's a child, you talk to them and you tell them why bullying's wrong. But when it's adult like Donald Trump, you bully the shit out of him back.
I interviewed, I'm trying to guess how many times I interviewed Congressman Tim Walz. 20 times maybe? I don't know. I don't recognize that guy. I don't. But like we were just talking off air when Adam was here. Scott Jennings for years was on CNN. And he was more of a, because he worked with McConnell, more of a traditional Trump or Republican before MAGA. And he did that during Trump's first term, did that during Biden. But somewhere about the last year of Biden's term, he just flipped over to true MAGA. And it's worked out great for him. He's appearing on stage with Trump. He's got a book out that's going to sell. So Walz has been conditioned, don't be the guy, the congressman. I'm not even sure he's the guy here. Because here, even though they ran the table, he still, if you were around him, was kind of friendly, Tim Walz. Here is we should bully the S word out of Donald Trump. You know me, big supporter of Donald Trump. But he's decided this is his lane to gain traction. Is it smart? Let's pause on that. Do you think, realistically, Tim Walz has a chance to get in the mix? I will say close circuit to two top politicos, Blois Olson and Tom Hauser. A couple years ago on this show when I started saying he's attempting to get in the national mix, those two experts dismissed me. Now, I am not in any way suggesting I thought he would be the vice presidential nominee. No, not at all. But he was even making inroads on this 2-3 years ago. And so he's thought this, but realistically, we know it's when you are the VP for a party that loses a race, you're not really in the mix normally, are you, Dave?
Not normally.
And, you know, I think he started very nervous in that debate, but the rest of the debate, he was fine. I don't know. What did you think of his performance as the VP nominee? Average?
Yeah, he was obviously very enthusiastic. He brought that. He brought some energy, certainly early on.
Yeah.
I mean, once they got into the convention, people loved Tim Walz at that point. Debate, you're right. He started very slow, picked up, and was better the second half of that debate. But
yeah. And it was like most VPs just in the background.
Yeah, exactly. But he could also say, look, most losing VPs don't get in the mix next time around. But my situation was extremely different. Not only Harris starting late, but then me starting even later. So can he be in the mix? I think absolutely he can be in the mix. Whether that means,
well, I saw our
the
guy,
final few.
Our guy Aaron Blake ranked the top 12 Democrats for 2028. I think he was 11th. He was either 11th or 12th.
That's where he was with the Harris rankings too.
Yeah,
look who won that one, baby.
Yeah, kind of.
That's where he wants to be.
I don't know if he won it completely because you still have to win the race.
He's playing possum.
Yeah, it's you know what it is? It's a marathon.
That's right.
Not a sprint.
It ain't no sprint.
Okay. Is this the right approach for Walz? And do you realistically think he has any chance to win the nomination? Because he's trying. Is he running for governor? Sure sounds like it. Is he going to win the governor's race, in his mind, all the while taking the temperature to see if he's in the presidential mix? Would he do both? I think he thinks he could. Right? Because then he gets on the presidential trail and says, all they do is win. I won 3 times in Minnesota. It's a state that we have to maintain, and I can also play in South Carolina. Realistically, do you think Tim Walz can be in the mix in 28? What do you think of his approach, where he's very different once he leaves the state? And he likes to leave the state and give these speeches. That is very clear. 651-461-9226.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, I was fairly confident that you were going with fires today, that in honor of the Canadian fires back, we're going to get to that later.
It was in the mix. I had a lot of ideas.
On who from Canada is exactly managing these fires. Okay, that's 235. Who do we think is failing as the Canadian fire expert?
Clearly they don't have Smokey Bear up there.
No. They do not. If they want to be our 51st state, this isn't going to work. This is not.
It's going to be every summer in Minnesota for eternity, right?
Oh, great. Okay, so well done the list of my favorite Paul McCartney songs.
No, it's specifically a Wings song. Let's get it straight. That's very important.
It is, but okay.
No, it's very
give
important
me
today.
Okay. Give me the three other members of Wings.
Linda.
Yeah, that's it, right? That's all I have, too.
Ringo.
Bono. Elvis. Okay, so Wings. Mm-hmm. Wings tied to, I'm trying to think what's going on tied to Wings right now. Is Eagle Cam back? Do we have someone else invading Cam?
No, you're way off. Okay. You're way off. Yeah. So I had ideas today. Smoke was an idea. Graduations was an idea. Going back to the office in honor of our state workers was an idea. And then somebody stepped in my lane. Dan Cook jumped into my lane. And
well, there's
I will
been a
say,
lot of jumping in the lane. I mean, the 9 to noon show basically took two of our regular bits today.
I will say I appreciate it this time. I don't usually appreciate it, as you know. But this time he gave a proper merge. He signaled there was plenty of room.
Right.
And it was a very good merge because he notified me that today, frankly, it's a day that I celebrate, as you know, 365 days a year. But on June 2nd, the rest of the country celebrates with me National Rotisserie Chicken Day.
God.
So we have songs and artists dedicated to chickens and chicken parts, hence wings. You're welcome.
Rotisserie chicken. Let's give a little preview of overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Had some cut up on
That's
a salad today.
Is the most overrated food on the planet.
That's an absolute absurd, bonkers statement.
How you get 47 meals out of it? Apparently, you give your child like a saliva dropping. From not even any meat. You know, she gets to put her tongue on there. There you go. There's dinner.
Baby number two had a whole chicken leg. Chicken on a bone, as she calls it in her lunch today.
Rotisserie chicken. End it. Put a tariff. How about this? Somebody's saying, can Trump put tariffs on the Canadian wildfires? Excellent text. Let's put tariffs on the rotisserie chickens. Get rid of them. Timmy Walls, does he have a chance? Text her. And a lot of this probably just be divided by people who like him and don't.
Of course.
Right? I mean, we can't even be objective at all anyways. You know, I don't really agree with his politics, but I could see it working. Or, you know, he's my guy here, but no, nationally, no, we can't do that. I don't think so. His dopey shtick might work with Midwest sensibilities. I don't think it lands well on the coast. Well, it's more in theory middle America, right? The coast, you still have the lefties, like New York.
Yeah.
Vermont.
Mostly know where they're going.
California, Washington, Oregon. He plays fine there. How does he play in the swing states? Right? And he's pushing back at the swing states. That was part of his comment. We're going to fight everywhere. Oh, yeah. Spend a lot of time in Arkansas. Spend a lot of time in Mississippi. No, that sounds good. And if we ever go to just pure votes, sure. But really, what the Democrats should do, and you, I mean, should we go to the polling numbers right now? Let's go to a few polling numbers that are just an absolute disaster for Democrats. Do you think, as a political consultant, Dave Harrigan, do you think the Democrats should be fighting in every red county? That's really the way to go?
No. No. Go where you have a chance.
Democrats and Republicans ask, would you describe your own party as strong leaders? Democrats, 32%, their own members of their own party. Do we have strong leaders? 32% say yes.
It's not great.
Republicans, 82%. Get things done. Democrats on their own party, 41%. Republicans, 77%. Would describe your party as a change agent. 45% of Democrats. This one surprised me, as low as it is for Republicans, 63%. Do they just think Trump's playing the hits? Is that the idea?
Probably, yeah. They probably think, why do we need change right now? We're just the party of let's just keep kicking butt.
Yep. Extremism. This is where delusion kicks in for both.
Yeah.
Democrats say, this is describing the party, 9%. Can't even make it up. Republicans, 16%. That's too low, too.
Yes.
They're both just way too low. And middle class, here's one of the big differences, too. Describe your party's middle class. Democrats, only 67%.
That's very surprising.
Only 67%. And how about Republicans? 71%. Because whether you like him or not, he's done a very good job, Trump, identifying with a number of people, middle class, who were capable before of voting for Obama. Right? He's not getting the AOC voters, But he was able to get people who potentially voted for Obama and Biden because he felt he somehow connected with them. I voted for Governor Wallace, but elected him to step aside for governor president. It's time for a change. Let's see. Wallace is a very viable presidential candidate. He alone gave Harris a huge boost. The only folks who think otherwise are on the extreme left who are often the loudest. Show me the signs that Tim Walz gave Kamala Harris a huge boost.
Still waiting.
I mean, is there any data on that in any way?
There was seemingly a boost initially, right?
Yeah.
But it certainly waned.
I would be worried how he would handle a major national crisis. Would he let it all burn down like Minneapolis? I've been a Walz supporter in the past. Reminded me in some ways of Dean Phillips. I've seen and not like the change of the past couple of years. More aggressive, more partisan, more negative pro-trip. You can tell which Walz you're hearing, whether or not he's wearing his glasses. That is so correct. That is 1,000% correct. Textures often nail it. Here, it's reserved. It's Professor Walz. Out there, it's defensive line coach Walz.
He's a teacher here. He's a coach on the road.
That is so good.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They're not really hot, by the way.
What do you mean about that?
I mean, when I get my rotisserie chicken, lukewarm.
Oh, piping hot at the club, man. Get yourself to the Sam's Club. Ooh, you can't even barely touch the little plastic thing. Ooh, hot legs.
651-461-9226. When you get your overrated rotisserie chicken, is it ever hot? It's lukewarm.
No, very hot.
God knows how long that rotisserie chicken's been sitting in there. Certainly not as long as it's going to sit in Dave's fridge.
No,
I know that.
True, because I know when they come out at the store, and I'm waiting in line, baby. I'm ready.
God, you still wait in line, don't you?
Oh, I'm like
at the club.
I'm like a shortstop. I'm up on my toes, hands out in front, just ready to move.
What's your max there at the club, too?
Yes.
Can you go back in line and get two more?
I think if there's a line, you get one, you go back in line, you get a second. If there's no one else waiting, go ahead, grab a third. But don't take two at a time if there's people waiting. That's rude.
An irrefutable source told me earlier today that in the newsroom, okay, this isn't the sales department, this isn't the circulation department. These are the reporters, the editors, the key people in the Star Tribune newsroom that they're offering buyouts.
Ooh.
These are the top people, too. And when I found out, I thought depressing. And I get it for some in our audience. By the way, I'm going back and forth with one texter who's mad that I now criticize Democrats. Used to listen to me forever. But now that I have the audacity to criticize, I've been offering criticism towards Democrats and Republicans since I started in 1990. There are individuals within each party who I agree with. I am much more of a moderate than a centrist, and I think both parties are going way too far to left and right. But if you're telling me Wes Moore, Josh Shapiro, Gretchen Whitmer, those type of Democrats are running in 2028, sign me up. There's a reason why Dean Phillips is a regular on one show in America here, because we want to spotlight individuals. I said last election, I would have voted for Mitt Romney in a second over Donald Trump and Joe Biden. So I guess if your only basis to listen to the show is if you just agree with me, don't you want to hear different views, I would think? And that's what people should want out of the Star Tribune. There is no outlet in this town close to the news breaking ability and news shaping ability than the Star Tribune. No one is close. No TV station is close. No radio station is close. And for sure, for decades and decades, when they've had the traditional editorial pages, were they leaning left? Were the overwhelming majority of those reporters, of those members of the opinion pages, were they leaning left? No doubt. Not a doubt. Are there individuals who are open-minded, who think some of that left-leaning seeps into their coverage? Yes. Are there times when I look at it and think that? Yeah, I do. But I still believe the majority of the reporters at the Tribune who've been there for a while, who are well-established, are very, very good at what they do. I don't fault you if you're conservative and have read who's been endorsed or who's been featured in the opinion pages and feel like it's leaned more left than right, because that's the truth. You certainly can have your opinion on how stories are featured and how they're looked at. We have become, for decades now, with the rise of conservative talk radio, the immense popularity and power of conservative talk radio, and then the immense power of Fox News. No one touches, when we're talking nationally, conservative talk radio. Liberal talk radio on a national basis, does it even exist?
It's a blip.
It's a blip. CNN and MSNBC compared to Fox, a blip. Here in this town, part of the reason why Alpha News, led by Liz Kroll, has gained traction. Liz Kroll. That's
personally?
That might be her name now, I don't know, but publicly, of course, you're 100% right. Liz Collin, married to Bob Kroll. Part of the reason why Alpha News has gained in popularity is because they're providing reporting with more of a conservative look to it.
And just, not hiding it.
And not hiding it. So like MSNBC and other outlets. There are people who think the Tribune, using your phrasing right there, is hiding it. I think clearly in the opinion section for decades, it's been undeniable. There are times in some of the stories I wonder about it. Not as much as some of my conservative friends or some people listen right here. But it is concerning to me. And again, Chase Frederick was just on with us last week. He's really good. Dame Itziani on with Vanita, quite frequently, also on with Henry. Quite good. The Pioneer Press just doesn't have the money backing it right now, doesn't have as many reporters backing it right now. So by far the biggest, I wish the Pioneer Press had the money to compete strong against the Star Tribune like they used to. They just don't have that right now. The Tribune is the news outlet that will take on stories, report stories as an agent of change. And even if you don't agree with them, I think it's troubling for the media landscape. Now, some might say it's just the evolution of the media landscape. And I'm talking about newsroom buyouts today offered the Star Tribune, not one or two. And also to people who you're familiar with offered these buyouts. Listen, this is an honesty exchange on this show, transparency, professional and personal life. AM radio, she is a bear right now. Just is. That doesn't mean any time someone in the station talks about the power and says, well, it's just AM radio. If we go on FM, everything's going to be solved like that. No, that's too much of a cop-out. Rather be on FM, but you still need to have the right, you know, programming. This radio station still has plenty of pull, plenty of power, plenty of pull. We demonstrate that frequently, including last week when we raised the money we raised, and that's because of our listeners. But do people worry about AM radio 5, 10, 15 years from now? Yeah, they do. And, you know, again, with the Trib, like so many outlets, like this outlet too, so much was offered for free because that was the way you could do advertising. I just did Aquarius. I believe in 100%, right? The Tribune and all the papers had, you know, all the ads they used to have. Well, guess what? Phew, they're gone, right? And you have so many different media outlets where you can consume your information, and maybe you've decided you want to consume your information that leans more to the left, leans more to the right. Maybe you don't want to pay a damn dime for it. And you can get what you want on Twitter, on Insta, on Facebook. Now, by the way, so many of those stories and opinion makers are reacting and offered up information. Why? If they're reacting in this town. Because they're reading a story in the Star Tribune. Now, we've had city pages before on the sports side. Look at the power of the Athletic, right? And how that helps. But the Star Tribune is still right in the middle of all the stories. So even Dave Harrigan, if some of our conservatives are listening right now and thinking, oh, that's good news. First of all, it's human beings, by the way. So I hope you don't think that right away. I don't want to see anybody lose their job unless they're a despicable person. These might be people that you've made an opinion about their work, but I hope you're not excited they lose their job. But if you think this is good for the information business, if you think this is good for the journalism business, if you think it helps you to have an exchange of ideas, it does not. When you heard about this, when you saw my tweet, what was your first reaction?
My first reaction was, it's not good for the state of Minnesota.
No.
I mean, the whole push, what was it, 6 months ago, 12 months ago, Minnesota Star Tribune, changing the name, changing the logo.
Yeah.
Part of the reason behind that was we want to make more of a concerted effort to be beyond the metro area, beyond, you know, the Twin Cities and, you know, the suburbs and the exurbs. We want to cover the whole state. We want to be more into
kind of going against that liberal idea, that perception that's out there.
Get more into greater Minnesota. Get more stories from out there into the paper so that people, whether they're reading in the metro or not, know what's going on other than just in their backyard. Know what's happening throughout the state. And now if we're offering buyouts, if we're, you know, cutting however many people decide to accept a buyout, we're losing that many more voices. We're losing that much more coverage of the state of Minnesota that we were told, at least when the big name change was happening, that was a big part of the reason.
I am not against, because I host a show where it's interviewing for facts and also offering opinions. I'm not against that in any way. But also sources where you have both, where you have columnists, where you have solid news reporting, when you have different people offering up opinions. We should want that, even if they tick you off.
Yes.
Even if they bug you. That can should concern you if those numbers are going down. It's about 53 past 12.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.